Chapter 1. The Path to Home. On the day Anna Corrigan's mother, Bridget Dolan, was born, on the 5th of September 1918, the German army was in full retreat after suffering a devastating defeat to the Allied forces on the Western Front. The First World War had effectively been won and would be over within weeks. For the majority of Europe, there would never be a return to the old world order. Along with the millions of deaths, the Great War transformed technology, the class system, and economic structures. It changed the world completely, and it would never change back. But in the small corner of rural Ireland, where Bridget Dolan took her first breath, the Industrial Revolution had yet to arrive. Her parents were living without electricity or running water, eking out an existence as subsistence farmers on a tiny parcel of land with their large family. They were living a life largely unchanged from the lives lived by their grandparents. When the First World War came to an end on the 11th of November 1918, Bridget was 2 months old. Ireland had avoided the massive destruction most of mainland Europe had experienced during the wartime, but great change was coming to Ireland. And this change would be felt even in the most isolated and rural parts of the country. The war had transformed Ireland politically. The Easter Rising in 1916 had sparked a drive for full independence from Britain. As a result of the British government's failure to deliver Ireland Home Rule, Sinn Féin won a landslide victory in the Irish general election in December 1918. When Bridget was 4 months old, on the 21st of January 1919, Sinn Féin formed a breakaway government and declared independence from Britain. This sparked the War of Independence, which ultimately led to the Anglo-Irish Treaty in December 1921. The treaty would ultimately spark a bitter civil war in Ireland over the terms of the deal, which saw 6 counties in Ulster remaining part of the UK. With former comrades in the War of Independence dividing into pro- and anti-treaty forces. The Civil War was won by the Free State forces. Bridget, her parents, and brothers and sisters lived in the small village of Clonfert in County Galway at around the time of the creation of the Irish Free State. Back then, Clonfert had a population scattered across a number of townlands in East County Galway, which is halfway between Ballinasloe and Port Tumna. This small village is famous for its cathedral, which was part of the mid-6th century monastery founded by St. Brendan.